Ellen Dearden of AgReview out of Morton, Illinois, joins us. Good morning to you, Ellen.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, the big news, I suppose, in the marketplace remains what's happening in Washington, D.C., as opposed to anything else.
Yeah, this fear of a government shutdown after Monday has really curbed investor interest in the markets, whether they're commodities or stock market or just about anything. Just a lot of nervousness there.
And it just means that the trade has stepped aside and decided to do nothing?
Doing nothing, probably lightening up some positions that were put on. The only thing that looks like it's got any kind of legs under it today is the wheat, and that's on continuing reports of frost freeze damage in Argentine wheat, and that's bringing Brazil to the U.S. to buy.
Yeah, not only do they have really cold temperatures there, but I suppose in those wheat-growing areas, it's awfully dry, at least that according to Drew Lerner from yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, it sure is dry, and it remains dry in the very southernmost parts of Brazil as well for planting of their new crop.
I'm going to turn your attention to the crops here in the Midwest. Soybeans and corn, we're about to hit the harvest season. But the numbers for the export market, at least for soybeans, are starting to look pretty decent.
I'd say more than pretty decent. It's the biggest number that I can remember in an awfully long time. It's about 10 times the amount that's needed weekly to meet USDA projections. China, as expected, bought most of this 103 million bushel export booking on the bean side.
And your expectations as you look at the cash market and producers beginning really to start harvest this week and next week across the Midwest, will it continue to drop?
We'll continue to see pressure on the basis. I think the board could remain rather stagnant. It seems like every time we see November beans poke above 13.15, we stay there for a few days, but awfully good support around the $13 area and resistance in that $13.30, $13.25 area, too.
You have chart numbers for corn?
Corn side, you know, we're not able to get back to the 20-day moving average on the December corn. That's at 462 and three quarters. Good support at those old lows, 445 and three quarters. As long as we stay in that range, I think we're okay. I would anticipate that we will see pressure into the report next week, or at least the report October 11th, and probably take that downside.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you about that. That's due out on Monday, the grain stocks report. Wondering whether the investors will come back in to set up before that report, and what you think it might show.
Oh, I don't know, Todd. We'll be under 700 million bushel on the corn, and I think the trade's probably going to take a standoffish attitude just because the government situation with a possible shutdown. I think that trumps anything with the report coming out on grain stocks.
On the livestock side, a hogs and pigs report due.
Hogs and pigs report ought to be kind of interesting. The guess is a little lower numbers overall, but still breeding stock higher. The number to watch, I think the key number is going to be the pigs per litter saved. Also, we're seeing some slowdown in broiler expansion here, maybe a little supportive on the hogs. Packers, very short bought on the cattle. We've got the highest October cattle close since the end of August. Open interest up sharply. That looks good on the cattle side.
Ellen, you have a great day.
Thanks, Todd.
Mm-hmm. Ellen Dearden is with AgReview. She's in Morton, Illinois, and joins us here on the opening market report to take a look at what's been happening in the agricultural futures.